Oduma in Aninri local government area is about 62 kilometers from Enugu town. Its visit concluded monitoring for Enugu West Senatorial Zone. During the visit, the only place Radio Nigeria got convincing information about the administering of the vaccine in the area was at the Oboha Community Market, which market day falls on Anafo, which means trading takes place every four-day interval. The market is about 1 kilometer from one of the designated vaccine centers, the Indiabo Health Center. At the time Radio Nigeria visited, it did not show any sign of life. No signpost was seen leading to it, while the entire building was under lock. The market master of Oboha Community Market, Mr. Monda Ajunwa, explained that the vaccinators usually come to the market to announce the day they will be available for the vaccination.
The health people come here and tell us to announce it in the market. They have come and they carry a megaphone and go around the market. Still, we the market master announce them. Either you come to the government or you come to his office at the old market where you get the chemist.
Apart from this information, no other person interviewed had a clue about where the vaccine was administered. Professor Fidele Osowakwe is from Amoji, while Mr. Frederick Nwude is from Amanasa to Oduma. They said there was no sensitization to that effect.
This is not done anywhere in Oduma here. If I see where I can vaccinate, I will vaccinate. It's important.
No, I've not seen it, but they do vaccination. Here is a health center.
A community leader, Chief Okezienwa Njoku from Ohofe Oduma, who called for adequate sensitization through collaboration, affirmed that the vaccine was not available in the area.
Not only in my area, but the rural areas. So the truth is that there is not enough awareness about this vaccine in the rural areas. So I think the relevant agencies, like Ministry of Health, should step up their campaign. That's where the vast population is.
Under the Enugu East Senatorial Zone, Ozalandaban in Kano West local government area we have visited, they presented a different scenario as the people came out to take the jab. A town crier, Mr. Chibuzo Ogu, was seen using his megaphone to go around to sensitize people to the vaccination. Mr. Ogu said many of them were mobilized to sensitize the people to the exercise. At Ozala Health Center, the recorder, Mr. Chinon Soope, explained that the turnout of people was encouraging.
It's 1,000 doses, and we have a turn of 204 persons. Taron, the villagers started coming up. There's a full sensitization.
Some of the people who came for the jab, Ms. Ike Chukwuke, Chinedu Ozo, and an NYSC member, Israel Inioluwa, said despite the conspiracy theories they heard about the vaccine, they still decided to take the jab, except for Mr. Fred Ugu, who said he was not yet ready for it.
I heard many things that made me develop a party for the vaccine. Rumor, Nigerian things used to fail. When I heard that those who take it develop the corona disease, my own sensitization came through the radio because there is serious radio jingle.
Actually, I heard so many things. Globally, I heard that it is a force being championed by Bill Gates to instigate a sort of a microchips in humans across the world. That is a way of reducing human population. Sensitization has been going on within this Ozala area.
I've seen some people that have been tested of COVID-19 and they are positive in Lagos. So I know COVID-19 is real. So that's why I've come to take the COVID-19 vaccine.
I will take it, but not now, but I make up my mind to do it.
Chief Nwagweze Namani is the local government chairman from Kano West. He said he had taken the jab together with his family and his entire cabinet and had ensured mobilization for the exercise in the 42 communities in the area.
I didn't think that it was dangerous to take that, but I needed to save lives. And I said, I'll take the lead. That's why I took the first job and I took the second one of everybody. And I'm still here. There was no reaction, no side effect. For now, we have 42 more communities in Kano West, and each community has a town crier. We also involved the traditional rulers to sensitize them on the need for preventive measures. We decided to produce most masks, the one we share to them freely.
At Enugu North Senatorial Zone, precisely Ukehe and Owede, in Igbo-Etiti local government, about 35-kilometer drive from the city, the two vaccination posts for the area are at Achara Ohodo and Owede Health Centers. In an interview, a motorcycle rider, Mr. Joel Pius, said the vaccine was not accepted by the majority of the people in the area because there was no evidence to prove that COVID-19 was real.
We are afraid that one thing or the other may happen to you if you take that vaccine. They should know how they can make people to believe it.
However, at Owede Health Center, one of the focal persons, Mrs. Rosalyn Odo, said people were coming for the vaccine. Some of the people who took the jab, a staff nurse, Mrs. Chinelo Ngodo, the President General of Ojumu Ukehe, and his wife, Chief Emmanuel and Mrs. Rose Awoke, as well as Mrs. Mabel Eze from Owede, spoke on the vaccine.
People, they not take COVID-19 vaccine serious, but we are trying our best to convince them.
Some said it is meant to check the population of Africans. Some said that when you take the vaccine, you will not last for 1 year. Personally, I've taken it, and since I took it, no negative effect. We actually had a kind of sensitization exercise. Even my Igwe sent us out to go and let people know. We used the town criers to let people know that COVID-19 is real.
For me, I saw so many people taking it. I received the vaccine. I have no side effects.
At the initial time, I was afraid. Our chairman was vaccinated. Nothing happened. One woman also was vaccinated, and she was testifying it that she was having problem, and after the vaccination, she got healed. I had to go for the vaccination.
The traditional ruler of Ojimukehe Autonomous Community, Igwe Mike Odo, said he had taken the jab and does not believe in the conspiracy theories about the vaccine.
The strong rumor was that it contains a microchip that will be implanted in people through the vaccine, and the DNA of the person will be denatured. Within 1-2 years, the person will die. But if the Western world want to clear people in this country, it is easy because almost everything we use are imported from there. So I advise that people should take COVID-19 vaccine. I've already taken it, no side effect.
The state coordinator, civil society organization, and media advocacy on health, Prince Chris Amalu, stated that they were collaborating with world development committees and youth champions in 30 communities to ensure sensitization in the areas.
COVID-19 is still very much around. Specifically, our team went specifically to the churches, and it's from there we were able to reach the youth champions. And among the youth champions in these communities, we were able to raise the face mask champions. Those who decided to be wearing face masks appropriately.
Following the findings, Radio Nigeria spoke again with the Executive Secretary, Enugu State Primary Healthcare Development Agency, Dr. George Ugu, on the way forward.
I would say that we have started well. This is just the first phase. We still have a long way to go.
With these misconceptions, what should be done to change people's perception about taking COVID-19 vaccine? A clinical psychologist, Professor Peter Ebiwo, speaks.
There's a psycho-cybernetic system. When you get an information, you refer it to past experience that is inside you. Depending on what is within that experience you have, you will now develop a likeness or a dislikeness for that thing. The more information you get, the way towards attitude change.
With the latest variant of the virus, the Delta variant, said to be more severe in its attack and had been detected in Africa, including in Nigeria, the World Health Organization had advised that the way out of the pandemic was to go for the COVID-19 jab. The phase 2 of the vaccination would commence in August. This report was facilitated by the Woloshoyinka Center for Investigative Journalism under its Free to Share project. Chinelo, Phil Opara, Radio Nigeria.